Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric independent medical reexamination. Under that, it's going to be New Jersey Manufacturers Insurance Company. Under that, Med MED Control Evaluation, comma, capital L, capital T, capital D. Under that, 960 South Broadway, comma, suite 116. Under that, Hicksville, comma, New York, 11801. Skip a couple lines under that. Claimant, colon, Gloria Caldwell, first name G-L-O-R-I-A, last name C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Under that, date of birth, colon, 8/4/1963. Under that, claim number, colon, W2024-045331. Under that, insured, colon, capital S, capital C, capital O, family of services. Under that, insurance company, colon, New Jersey Manufacturers Insurance Company. Under that, date of accident, colon, 2/21/2024. Under that, case type, colon, workers' compensation. Under that, exam date, colon, 4/1/2025. Under that, exam time, colon, 3 p.m. Then please skip a couple lines, then to whom it may concern, colon. Under that, skip a couple lines, a psychiatric reexamination of Gloria Caldwell was performed on 4/1/2025 at this examining physician's office, comma, North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, comma, 180 East Main Street, comma, Suite 302, comma, Smithtown, comma, New York, period. Under that, skip a couple lines. Then, new paragraph, Ms. Caldwell arrived a little over 5 minutes late for her appointment, period. A thorough evaluation in the form of her New York State driver's license was reviewed, period. It was explained to the examinee that this appointment was for the purpose of re-evaluation only, and therefore no doctor-patient relationship would be established, period. Under that, skip a couple lines. Then bold-faced heading, review of medical records, colon. Under that, bullet point, behavioral medicine associates, progress notes dated 11/4/24 and 11/20/24, signed by Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, last name Ray, R-E-Y, capital L, capital C, capital S, capital W. Under that bullet point, Northwell Health Physician Partners visit note dated 11/25/24, signed by Robert, middle initial J, period, last name Lippe, L-I-P-P-E, comma, M-D. Under that bullet point, Orlin and Cohen, O-R-L-I-N and Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, orthopedic groups, MRI, report dated 11/26/24 of right shoulder without contrast, signed by attending Jarrett Barak, first name J-A-R-E-T-T, last name B-U-R-A-K, comma, referred by Robert J. Lippe, M.D. Under that bullet point, Behavioral Medicine Associates progress note dated 11/27/24, signed by Manuel Ray, LCSW. Under that bullet point, psychiatric independent medical examination dated 12/3/24, signed by Suzanne Tuzel, T-U-Z-E-L, M.D. Under that bullet point, Northwell Health Physician Partners visit note dated 12/5/24, signed by Robert J. Period Lippe, comma, M.D. Under that bullet point, Behavioral Medicine Associates progress note dated 12/11/24, signed by Manuel Ray, LCSW. Under that bullet point, little e, little z, then capital U-R, and then little s dot dot com, C-O-M, then Inc., I-N-C, period, New York Onboard Review Level, colon, New York Second Level Review, capital M, capital T, capital G, variance, overall determination, colon, grant in part, dated 12/30/24, signed by Patrick Dolan, M.D., Dolan, D-O-L-A-N, then M.D. Under that bullet point, Workers' Compensation Board, prior authorization request, colon, capital M, capital T, capital G, variance, dated 12/17/24, signed by Robert J. Lippe, M.D., period. Insurer response, name of level one reviewer, Anna Patricio, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-O, R-N, dated 12/23/24. Insurer response, name of L2 reviewer, Patrick Dolan, comma, MD, dated 1/2/25. Under that bullet point, Behavioral Medicine Associates, progress note dated 1/15/25, signed by Manuel Ray, LCSW. Under that bullet point, Northwell Health Physician Partners, visit note dated 1/16/25, signed by Robert J. Period Lippe, comma, MD. Then please skip a couple lines, and then new paragraph. Ms. Caldwell is a 61-year-old female, married for the past 33 years, mother of a 31-year-old daughter and 24-year-old son, comma, residing with her husband and son, comma, having last worked on 2/21/2024 as a direct support assistant in a residential facility / group home for young men, comma, referred for reexamination of her current mental condition relating to her work-related injury and subsequent PTSD diagnosis, period. Then new paragraph. Ms. Caldwell was initially evaluated in my office on 12/3/2024, period. Since then, she stated she has been approved for physical therapy, which will start on 4/7/25 for 2 times a week, period, for 2 times a week due to ongoing neck, comma, back, comma, and right shoulder pain. And then in parentheses, the latter being the result of her injury from her work-related incident from 2/21/24, end of parentheses, due to her diagnosis of, quote, arthritis and sprain of the right rotator cuff capsule, end of quotation, with intent to, quote, calm pain, comma, restore function, comma, and establish a home exercise program, end of quote, for 12 to 15 sessions, period. Her medical history remains essentially unchanged, and since initially evaluated, according to her last reviewed visit note by Jeffrey Lippe, MD, dated 1/16/25, she carries a diagnosis of, quote, arthritis of shoulder, comma, bulge of cervical disc without myelopathy, M-Y-E-L-O-P-A-T-H-Y, comma, cervical radiculitis, comma, cervical sprain, and sprain of right rotator cuff capsule, end of quote, period. For her pain, Ms. Caldwell reports continuing to take Motrin and Vicodin as needed, period. Since last seen, Ms. Caldwell stated that she has been able to lose weight by, quote, juicing, end of quote, / watching her diet, and now weighs 163 pounds, in parentheses, formerly weighing 180 pounds, end of parentheses, comma, enabling her to feel happy and better, period. She stated she, quote, loves, in brackets, herself and the brackets, and wants to live forever, end of quote, period. She stated that her most recent follow-up with her primary care physician demonstrated her most recent lab work to be within normal limits, and she continues to be prescribed on levothyroxine for management of her hypothyroidism, period. She also reported taking over-the-counter multivitamins and continues to be prescribed on Ambien 10 milligrams HSPRN, which she reported taking on average every other night, period. New paragraph, Ms. Caldwell describes continuing to have periods of middle insomnia secondary to nightmares from her incident at work, period. She described the content of her nightmares as feeling chased by someone and always feeling scared, period. As a result, she states at times feeling tired during the day, comma, but never having been able to nap during the day, period. In the past, she stated she would wake her husband up at night after her nightmares, but since her last session, she now sleeps in a different bedroom that used to be her daughter's bedroom, period. This change was precipitated when Ms. Caldwell explained that her son ran up the stairs yelling and reminding her of how the young man from the group home, comma, Shaka, S-H-A-K-A, comma, had ran downstairs at the time of her work-related accident, period. New paragraph, Ms. Caldwell reports continuing in individual telehealth therapy sessions with her therapist, comma, Manuel Ray, R-E-Y, comma, having recently resumed sessions on a weekly basis, period. She stated for a while she had only been in treatment once every other week, which she described as having been a, quote, setback, end of quote, for her, period. She states that talking makes her feel better, period. She described that her therapist provides her coping skills, such as telling her to pull out her earpiece when walking through Walmart, needing to make attempts to, quote, integrate, end of quote, herself more with others, period. Having reviewed therapy notes provided, comma, essentially no change has been reported regarding her progress, period. Her level of distress has consistently been documented as a 6 out of 10 and her disability an 8 out of 10, comma, presenting with, quote, depressive symptoms, comma, anxiety, and other trauma symptoms of avoidance and hypervigilance, end of quote, causing her to be, quote, dot, 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 withdrawn and less motivated to engage with others, end of quote, period. Ms. Caldwell stated she cries at times feeling that she is not making more progress, period. When asked about her thoughts of starting on an antidepressant or anti-anxiety medication, she stated that her main concern is becoming, quote, too sedated, end of quote, and believes that more time in therapy will help, period. New paragraph, Ms. Caldwell states she feels safe in her home, comma, waves to her neighbors and talks to her friends on the phone, period. She reported after her son had scared her by running up the stairs yelling, she had gone to visit her sister in Saratoga for 2 weeks in February, period. She described at first feeling at ease, comma, but then wanted to get back home, period. Ms. Caldwell reports continuing to go to Walmart when necessary, which is only a few minutes away from her home, comma, driving herself while wearing an earpiece, period. She described on one occasion after having bought water there, comma, due to her previous neck and back issues, comma, she found, quote, a single man, end of quote, and asked him to help her, quote, lift the water into, in brackets, her, end of brackets, car, end of quote, period. New paragraph, Ms. Caldwell stated that a major concern for her now is paying her bills, period. She states her husband and son help her out with her car payments, period. She added feeling apprehensive over continuing to be able to receive her checks, especially with the new administration, in brackets, and then, quote, president, end of quote, and then end of bracket, in office, period. She stated she eventually wants to go back to work or back to school to study nursing as she, quote, likes to care for people, end of quote, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, mental status examination. Under that, 61-year-old female casually groomed in sweatsuit, wearing a headscarf and glasses, comma, carrying an earpiece in her bag, in parentheses, which she started to take out to show me, end of parentheses, period. Cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, comma, normal productive and goal-directed, period. Mood euthymic, describing periods of anticipatory anxiety, comma, hypervigilance and avoidance tendencies, period. Affect appropriate, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No suicidal or homicidal ideation expressed, period. Awake, alert, and oriented times four, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, bold-faced heading, diagnostic impression, colon, under that, F43.10, post-traumatic stress disorder. Under that, bold-faced heading, need for treatment, slash type, slash duration, colon. Under that, as it has been over a year since her incident at work and subsequent PTSD diagnosis, there has been no reported nor observed change in her symptomatology, period. Ms. Caldwell did appear to make some contradictory statements regarding her ability to go to Saratoga to stay with her sister for a couple of months, comma, being away from the, quote, safety, end of quote, of her home, as well as having asked a stranger, in parentheses male, and the parentheses to assist her in lifting water into her car at Walmart, period. Although her therapy session from 11/4/24 and 11/27/24 documented, quote, trained in graded exposure, in parentheses, in vivo slash imagined, end of parentheses, end of quote, comma, there has been no mention of her at least attempting to attend in-office sessions as she does for her medical appointments and tests, period. When Ms. Caldwell was specifically questioned about this, she stated that her therapist only does, quote, online, end of quote, sessions, period, as she is looking forward to attending physical therapy treatments. Ms. Caldwell should strongly be recommended to attend in-person therapy sessions, period. In addition, to expedite her response to treatment, she would most likely benefit from the addition of an SSRI antidepressant slash anti-anxiety medication, such as sertraline or fluoxetine, for treatment of her PTSD in combination with psychotherapy for a minimum of 3 to 6 months, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, bold-faced heading, degree of disability, slash capital M, capital M, capital I, slash permanency. Under that, at this time, despite having made a trip to visit her sister in Saratoga and asking a stranger for assistance, comma, in general, I believe according to her statements, comma, Ms. Caldwell's psychiatric disability remains temporary and total, in parentheses, 100%, end of parentheses, period. It appears she has made some gains regarding venturing out of her home, if only to be in a different location with another family member, and making brief interaction with a stranger, period. She also expresses a desire to return to work in some capacity that currently may be hindered by her physical limitations, in parentheses, as documented by Dr. Lippe's note from 1/16/25, quote, the percentage of temporary impairment is total-100%, end of quote, end of parentheses, period. New paragraph, as She has not received treatment with a trial on an antidepressant medication, as mentioned above, comma, despite being agreeable to taking Ambien, comma, a sedating psychotropic medication for her insomnia, comma, I do not believe until then it can be assessed that she has reached maximal medical improvement for her psychiatric condition, nor can permanency be established at this point, period. Under that bold-faced heading, attestation, I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, semicolon, that no person or entity has caused, comma, directed, comma, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, semicolon, and I have reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, Suzanne Tuzel, comma, MD. Under that, diplomat of the American Board of Neurology and Psychiatry, of Psychiatry and Neurology, period. Thank you so much. This is the end of dictation. Goodbye.